The Medicare annual election period deadline is almost here. I'm Meredith Vieira, here with examples of people who started their search for coverage at myhealthpolicy.com. Meet Larry. He likes doing things online, so he started
at myhealthpolicy.com. I took my time and found the coverage I was looking for, and done.
Next is Mary. When she wanted answers, she picked up the phone.
I wanted a local perspective on plans, so I called myhealthpolicy.com and done. Switched to a better plan.
And Michael.
I met with a local licensed insurance agent face-to-face and done.
Go to myhealthpolicy.com to compare top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including $0 premium plans, or call 1-800-GO-START. That's 1-800-GO-START. Meredith Vieira is a paid endorser. KF Agency operates myhealthpolicy.com, not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. A licensed insurance agent may call.
The available AKG 36 speaker sound system in the Cadillac Escalade provides 360-degree sound, so you hear studio sound on the road. The 2021 Cadillac Escalade. Never stop arriving.
You're listening to Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. 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 Talking Little Raptors on Raptors Republic.
Welcome to episode 17 of season 5 of Talking Raptors. Barry Taylor here with Nick Reynoldson. First day of spring.
First day of spring, we think.
The Knicks are out of the playoffs. Spring has sprung.
Spring is here.
We're doing it. As always, on Raptors Republic, raptorsrepublic.com. Shout out to those guys. Zarrar might be joining us on the Comedy Records 4-4 basketball team.
A lot of pulled hamstrings coming up.
Could be big news once that's confirmed. I'm sure it'll come up on the Twitter feed or Score News Wire. But
yeah, we'll release the baseball, the basketball cards. Yeah. Collector's Edition, Upper Deck, Hologram Editions.
Yeah. This episode, we've got a special guest returning to the podcast and... he's going to be making his stand-up comedy debut.
Big, big, big day.
As part of the...
Can you put quotes on a podcast? Because I think we probably should put quotes around that.
James Keast from Exclaim Magazine. What's going on, buddy?
Glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Of course.
Thanks. More excited about the Raptors than I am about my stand-up prospects, but we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
Well, same with us, though. It's our career, so don't worry about it, James.
Yeah, and you have a real job other than this, so.
I have a fallback.
Right, yeah. We'll talk more about that in a little bit, but right now, Drake, here's your royalty money.
There's Drake.
Just said he dropped a new verse.
Shout, Drake popped up on the Lemonade remix. Fire.
Okay.
Fire. Shout out to OVO Sound Radio.
Like Beyonce's Lemonade?
No, what am I saying?
What's Lemonade?
Why did I say Lemonade?
I don't know why you said Lemonade.
Oh,
what
I don't
did
know.
He pop up on?
He popped up on the NERD song, Lemon.
Oh. It's like, really, Lemonade 2 years after the fact?
Because I was going to say that.
A deep cut back into Lemonade?
Because remember when he posted that pic of in the studio and Beyonce was on the wall?
Yeah.
And then I was like, if you drop that, something's going on.
He might have something for... but Beyonce's also gearing up for something. She's going to drop some shit. She's
also,
going on tour with Jay.
We killed Obi Trice last week, so...
also, yeah, my bad, guys.
Let's remain consistent, right?
Yeah, Drake's dead? No. Who are we killing this year?
It's not a hip-hop source podcast.
You know how many people legit got mad at me? Listen, I know that Proof was dead. I thought Obi Trice had a stroke.
You know,
and died as well. My bad. Sorry to Obi Trice. He's still alive.
It was easily the most reaction we've ever gotten to a podcast.
People were... my girlfriend was pissed. She's like, Obi... first of all, she said Obi Thrice is still alive. I'm like, don't ever come at me with hip hop and say the guy's name wrong.
Yeah.
I killed him. I know his name. I know his name, goddamn.
Don't shit on his grave.
I literally thought Obi Trice had a stroke and died. And he's probably doing great, and that's my bad.
Well, I mean, that's debatable, but he is alive.
Looking forward to new music from Obi Trice.
Interesting, though, a lot of people that called us out were saying I had to Google it. So it's not like, you know what I mean?
Obi Trice is not the most relevant man in 2018.
It's fine. Did you know he was alive, James? You're a music journalist.
I had a moment when you said it that I thought, is he?
And then I
thought, oh, no.
This guy runs the biggest
music
magazine in the country, and he wasn't sure. So what the hell? We never know what we're talking about.
I say that's on Obi Trice. You gotta put out a song or something, buddy.
Agreed.
just keep us in, you know.
Six from a six.
Just keep us in, you know, keep yourself in our minds.
Thing one.
James, you're, I think, the only regular season ticket holder we know. You were at the Houston Rockets game.
I was.
And you were at the OKC game.
I was.
I guess we want to start with the atmosphere at the Houston Rockets game.
Well, so as you know, it was also Drake Night. And so Drake Night hums at a different you went to a previous Drake Night with me. And Drake Night just hums at a different frequency in the arena that is sort of similar to the playoffs, but has a Drake vibe to
right.
it. That is, so it was already that. And then, so that's already a really heightened kind of, you know, the building is humming, you know, when the anthems are on, much less at the tip-off. So already it was that, and then it was the biggest game of the season, the biggest regular season game of the season. And, you know, the Rockets were on an 17-18 game winning streak at the time. And so this was a real, like, prove 'em kind of moment. And then because we came out to such a really strong first quarter, I think the entire arena was just like, we are winning a championship. Like, yeah. That was, and then even when Drake came out and, you know, I would not say, like, don't say to James Harden's face in the first quarter, like, we're going to break your winning streak.
The best.
But even the crowd didn't react to that either.
Really?
It was just like, oh yeah, we are. All right.
We're winning it all, you know? Baby.
So it was delightful. And then the crowd was so in it that even when things got tight at the end, it was just like, it was just this real heightened sense. I have to say the Oklahoma City game felt very different from the outset. I think partly because we had a tough game on Friday night, the overtime against Dallas.
Right.
It was like, what are we even doing letting this team go to overtime? And so, you know, you have that weird less than 48 hour turnaround. We'd also played on Thursday night, I think. The Pacers game? So yeah. It was three games in kind of under 4 nights.
Right.
And so, the 1 p.m. start is not always
the 1
best,
p.m.
too.
Start's not great. And so that one already felt like, oh, maybe we might be in a little bit of trouble in this game. And then when it started and Steven Adams was just killing us, the 1-5 pick and roll that he was running with Westbrook, where it was like, we can't stop him and he's a monster. Like, because he was just
too quick,
clowning Valanciunas. And then it's like, oh no, what are we bringing out Pirtle to like stop him? You know, it was very quickly realized like, oh no, he is a giant monster and our equivalent giant monster is not having a great game against him. So that one felt weird. The officiating was pretty sketchy. And I have to say, on both sides, there were a couple of calls that went against OKC that were super questionable. And I think everybody went, if we're in a badly officiated game, that is probably not going to go well for us. And then in the end, it didn't.
Right.
So there was, I think, tension, like things are stacked against us here that this might not go our way, where Houston, we got out to such a strong start that everybody was like, "Wee, this is going to be awesome."
So the team has obviously taken it to the next level
for
this
sure.
season. Have the fans. Is it not that I guess they necessarily needed to, but it was loud, like playoff atmosphere loud?
Yeah, I've been at quieter playoff games than the Rockets game.
Ooh, okay. I like that.
It was like Eastern Conference Finals level of engagement and intensity and just in it and paying attention and, you know, on every moment in the game for the whole game. So
how badly did the ACC turn on the refs and OKC?
Well,
it sounded crazy. I mean,
did they really need security to be escorted out?
I am pleased. Like, I don't think anybody threw anything. It was just so crazy at the end. After they just started ejecting,
throwing
people,
everybody, yeah.
Where it was just got absurd. I don't think they probably needed security, and you know, we're not Jays fans, like. I think we're fine.
Yeah,
we're not known for like chucking beer cans.
It's a regular season game. I think we'll be okay. Yeah.
So. It was fine. Like, obviously, it was tense, and you know, there was some general outrage, particularly about the DeMar call.
Because, yeah.
Well, here's the thing about that DeMar call. The last two-minute report came out, and they said he was not fouled on that call.
Yeah. And
that was legit the most mad I've ever seen DeMar DeRozan in my life was in that press conference after.
Yeah.
Because we were out at a work thing and just falling on our phones. And then, yeah, it was just like it seemed like there was there was going to be a riot in the Air Canada Center. And then they showed the ref's being escorted out by security. But then when you watch the replay, no one's doing anything. They're just, you know, okay.
I want to know what Serge said to get chucked. Because he knew, like, whatever he said, he's like, I'm going to the bench. I'm going back. I'm
that
done.
That now Serge is starting to get reputation texts.
Right.
Because he got two in a row. He didn't already have one. They had to give him two to eject him. What did he possibly do or say that deserved two texts immediately?
He swore to
him. It was clearly...
Every language he knows.
We talked to Jack Armstrong, and he had made the comparison of this Raptors team to the Billups Pistons.
Mm-hmm.
Serge Ibaka is our Rasheed Wallace. It's all happening.
No matter.
We're winning the title.
Ball don't lie.
It's all happening. So have you noticed, just as someone who goes to a fair amount of games, has the fan base adjusted to the team being this good, or is it just always... been rowdy?
It's always been pretty rowdy, and I think the biggest difference I notice is between just going to a random Tuesday night 76ers game or something and then watching almost any other game in any other arena, where you're like, why is it so quiet? Like, why is it quiet in Houston? Why aren't there, you know, there are not that many people there? It seems like there are only three or four arenas, Golden State being one, where the fans, A, the building's packed, and B, the fans are engaged throughout the whole game. And the hilarious one was when we played the Pistons in Detroit, and I heard a couple of American commentators going like, oh, you know, Detroit's, you know, drawn a good crowd for tonight's game.
There's, all Raptors,
you know,
maybe fans.
They've turned it around. Oh, wait, it's two-thirds Raptors fans. Yeah.
What was that?
That's how they got a full building.
It was like eight busloads or something like that?
Yeah, Masai.
Amazing.
Doing his goddamn job.
Yep.
And are the people, I know we went to a game this year, and there were far less people coming up into the upper deck in between plays trying to get chance going. Has that died down?
I think it's died down some.
I think that's because of our podcast.
Thank God.
Maybe there's less. And then the other thing that I've noticed is all across the board this year, substantially fewer opposing team jerseys at any game.
Oh.
Like you would always see at a Celtics game.
Right.
You know, I mean, all the Lakers fans were Kobe fans, so that didn't matter. But
okay, interesting.
But very few hilariously went to a Knicks game, and there were like two extremely loud and obnoxious Knicks fans who were trash talking the Raptors, which I really admired.
Good on
when
them,
you have
yeah.
such a garbage team.
Respect
to come
that.
Into the opposing teams.
Never say
the
die.
Number one team in the conference to come into their arena and trash talk them on behalf of your. Garbage lottery bait.
Man, we were like that as Raptors fans for a long time.
Yeah,
talk shit.
I admired him because one of them was totally alone, and like even his friends
you know
were
what?
Like, "God, dude,
fly that flag." I'm okay with that.
Sitting there with a Jamario Moon jersey, screaming at people. We've all been there.
But there are no games now where like a third of the crowd will be dressed in the opposing team's gear. That does not happen anymore.
Can I get a thing too?
Mentioned the Dallas game that went to overtime and was just so painful to watch because it just would not end. But Kyle Lowry rested that game. So he, in his contract, it said that if he plays 65 games and makes the All-Star team, he gets a $200,000 bonus.
Wow.
The game before the Dallas game was 65. So he got the bonus, sat the next game. Which is
gangster as hell.
Get that money, I guess. But
it's like if you have a bonus if you shoot a certain percentage from three for the year.
You stop
and
shooting
then you
threes?
Just hit that, and for the last month you just stop shooting.
Absolutely.
Of course. But I like Kyle Lowry's the man. Got nothing. But the guy's resting, man. I'm just like.
And I think it was the team that set him.
And yeah, that's the one part too. Because here's the
Kyle.
Thing: Boston also won that night, so that could have been a game. It likely wouldn't have gone to overtime if he was playing. Who knows? But you know, I'm just like how.
But also, it's Dallas, man. You got to be able to beat that goddamn team without.
Yeah.
You don't need your full squad to beat the worst team in the league. That's crazy.
That's fair too.
That's the time you do sit Kyle Lowry.
Just trying not to hate. And we're recording this before the Orlando game.
So who knows who's going to sit tonight?
I'm going to guess DeRozan sits tonight.
Thank God he should, man.
But, and I'm not trying to be a hater or whatever, but like, how much money does an NBA player have to make before they'll play 82 games? Do you know what I mean? Like,
and no, I'm all for him resting. Our whole problem is our guys burn out, sit him down for the rest of the season.
But also, is there even a science behind it? Because,
well, I mean,
you can't, like, doctors have always, you know, it's not like, oh, I slept 12 hours last night, so I'll just sleep four tonight. It's gonna balance out to 8 hours a night. It's like, no, it doesn't work like that.
No,
right?
But I mean, if you play basketball, Barry, you yourself,
okay,
on Thursday,
I agree. But how about this then? Why don't you sit out practices? Why don't you not practice? I know a game is more intense, and it's.
You very mad about Kyle Lowry not playing in Dallas?
Just like, I don't know, man. Like,
what do you want from the man?
Oh, okay, but imagine, think about that. We know how expensive it is to go to a Raptors game.
For sure.
Say Kyle Lowry is your favorite player, and you go to a game, and it's like, oh, he's not.
All you could afford is Dallas.
You know what I mean?
For
like,
sure. Yeah, you'll be pissed.
I don't know. It's just, I'm just like, fuck, man. Like, really? Like, you really can't play? You're really that
tired? At that point, you got to sacrifice your entertainment for the greater good of this team. The whole problem is
everybody rests, guys, and only it's still one team that wins the title, right?
Like, then it could be us. And what if this Dallas game was what Kyle Lowry needed to win us a game in the playoffs?
March, whatever it was, 13th. He's gonna have an extra amount of energy in May,
yes,
because he sat out March, whatever the fuck, 15th.
Yes. And he will sit out a few more games as well.
Here's what I think you should have to do. I even put this on Twitter, didn't get a lot of reaction. I think if you sit out a game for rest, you have to hold a drink on the bench with a fancy umbrella coming out of it. Because you're just like, yo, man, I'm fucking on vacation.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's you do that, and I'm fine with it. I'm just like, fuck, man, like you really can't play.
Change the dress code so you have to wear a Hawaiian shirt.
Totally. Yes.
So that everybody's like that guy in the Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah, a sombrero.
Bring back the preseason Hawaiian shirts, man. Those
you gotta wear the game rest sombrero. Just because Jordan's generation didn't do this.
I don't. Allen Iverson, we're not going back to goddamn Jordan.
Allen Iverson didn't do this. Do you know?
It's Allen Iverson, that's what you want to happen to Kyle Lowry? What happened to Allen Iverson?
Allen Iverson made the playoffs and won a game against Kobe and
his
Shaq.
His career was over by the age of 30.
And the also, Lakers. Yeah, but he did it. I don't know. It's just, I don't know.
I'm fine. I'm shocked, Barry. So, I honestly am shocked that you're mad that
I'm not
Kyle Lowry
mad.
Didn't play against,
like,
Dallas, the goddamn Dallas Mavericks.
I don't know.
If we lost a game, hell yeah, man. I understand that.
I'm especially surprised that you're coming out with this take, given the fact that in previous years, when we have reached the playoffs, when DeMar and Kyle have been carrying a significant load for this team and averaging 37, 38 minutes a game, when we have talked about the fact that we have burnt them out in the regular season and they are not
ready.
You know, they're not ready. Like, you know, even last year when James Harden has a total collapse in game six against the Spurs.
He just gave up.
Spurs, where you're just like, yes, you have to be ready for the intensity, and the wear and tear over an entire season does have an impact. And so I think that it's the smartest thing. A, the fact that minutes are down for both of them. And B, like, we are expecting to be playing into June.
Right.
We have aspirations to play into June. Why would we prioritize a stupid March game against Dallas?
If they had a lost and then Boston games.
But that's on them. That you can't lose to Dallas Mavericks just because Kyle Lowry's.
I don't know.
You're the best team in the East. What the hell is happening?
I'm just saying, hold that drink with the umbrella, throw on a sombrero. I'm fine with it.
You just want to embarrass them a little bit?
No, I just want them to acknowledge that, hey, man, I'm making $30 million to play 82 games, but I'm going to take one off.
But I also don't think it was his decision. Yeah. I don't think that's another thing, you know, too. What? I'm tired. I would like tonight off. The team is saying, we need you in May.
Yeah. I don't think Kyle was like, buddy, 65 games, give me that $200,000. I'm sitting for this game.
Okay. It's also debatable, though, if, like, resting a game in March is going to have any kind of impact in May or June. If he got a week, if he got games off,
I mean,
in early May or like April,
it's debatable.
Last week of the season,
but
then March, it's not, there's no science to back this up. Do you know what I mean? This is just a theory.
There is science that playing that wear and tear, like that excess wear and tear, can lead to significant injuries. The Boogie Cousins Achilles injury, there's evidence that excess wear and tear can lead to more severe Achilles injuries specifically. I don't know the science. Like, I only know because there was reporting on that particular injury.
Right.
That there's been some talk about that, that because he was playing a ton of minutes, etc. I don't think, but I think in general, there's, I think that there's enough science that the NBA is seriously considering dropping the 82-game schedule down to.
Yeah, people are dying, man. People's legs 72. Are blowing up because they're playing this. I mean, I don't know the science. I'm not a doctor, but I know for me, man, like if I'm playing basketball on a Wednesday and I got a game on Thursday, I'm pretty tired. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you sit me for the Wednesday, I'm good to go on that Thursday. That's for sure.
I just think there's other ways to do it. That's all.
Like what?
Don't practice.
But I mean, maybe we want to practice with your guys. You know what I mean? And you don't have to go hard. And you still get your sets down. And you still know what's going on. And you don't got to bust your ass against Dennis Smith Jr. You can relax.
I think there's more value in having somebody like Kyle practicing than playing. Because practice is really working out. You know, essentially.
But if he's that tired, if he's so tired.
I don't think he's so tired. I think you're preventing him from being so tired. I think that's right. The whole point of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you dial back his minutes
just
now.
Give the man
like,
a pineapple.
Get him a water goddamn mojito.
With a fucking giant pink umbrella coming out of it and a sombrero.
Kyle will look good.
What if Nick Nurse has to carry that because he's the one who went to Dwayne Casey and said we should sit Kyle tonight?
I think
then
Nick Nurse should have to be
the assistant coach. Have to wear the sombrero.
He should have to be the bartender, and then Kyle is in, or whoever is in a sombrero, pineapple glass.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, okay, all right, that's all.
A thing three.
Some jackass. No, everyone's putting up these billboards for LeBron James. There were actually
I thought
some...
we talking about Matt Devlin for a second.
No, there were some actually that went up today on Tuesday in New Zealand.
LeBron's going to go play in New Zealand?
Some guy in New Zealand put them up, and he's like, hey, come play in our league, LeBron. And he's like, Steven Adams can show you around.
It's going to be in the next Lord of the Rings?
Yeah. So now I think we've noticed, I don't know, James, if you've noticed, there's signs around the city that are saying, LeBron, come to the Six or whatever.
Yeah.
It's a little red maple leaf. Isn't that cute?
Yeah. Now, you were saying you can't find out who did it.
Looked up. No one knows who designed it or who paid for it.
All right. What are your guys' thoughts on the billboards, I guess?
It's an absurd way to spend, like, probably, what, six figures for a billboard like that?
They're on the TTC and shit, too. They're on, the TV.
TTC advertising isn't that expensive.
I know.
Interestingly.
We know a couple comedians that got it. I'm like, you psychos.
Yeah.
Wow.
But the billboard.
The billboard.
That's got to be pricey.
That's some Big Mac bacon money.
On the Gardner.
Yeah, that's money.
It's a lot of money to spend on...
Nothing.
What? It's essentially a lark.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a cute joke. Good job.
LeBron only recently became aware that Toronto has an NBA team, so...
As ridiculous as this sounds, you kind of... Not that you don't want LeBron James. Of course, anyone wants LeBron James, but it's like, I think we're good right now. You know? We're good.
To get him would... require essentially dismantling our team as it now stands.
Right.
And then to what end? To have like a 2-year run?
Yeah.
Maybe.
In which you're probably going to win a title, but
I don't know about that.
You know,
it's also funny because it just seems like whoever got them or is just completely tone deaf to what's going on with the franchise right now, you know? That's probably why they're not letting anyone know that they did it.
I mean, we're
like,
not the Knicks.
Yeah, no one agrees with me on this. Shit.
What do you mean? Yeah. Oh, no, I know.
Read the room, but, you know.
It's just probably someone that, you know, one of the 100 guys, the gold seats that don't give a shit about basketball. They come late, leave early.
Yeah.
Got a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah.
Buying hot dogs for no reason, you know what I mean?
I'm picturing like a guy that owns a BMW dealership. You know?
Do you think it was Nav?
Nav?
No, God, no. Does Nav have BMW?
No,
I know.
It's Hyundai.
Hyundai.
Hyundai, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Is it Hyundai or Hyundai?
Are you talking about how to pronounce it?
Yeah.
I think it's just Hyundai, no?
I don't know.
Would you say Hyundai?
Yeah.
No, there's no way it's that. I don't think.
I don't think it's
fuck
that.
It.
Hyundai?
Hyundai.
Hyundai. Not the, what do you say, this is getting weirdly racist now. Change the subject.
Japanese accent, yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. It's just seeing them around the city. It's just funny because every post I've seen on Twitter, Instagram, everyone's like, what the fuck is this? You know what I mean? Like,
always
like,
goddamn
yo,
money.
Yo, LeBron, come here. Everyone's just like, this is fucking stupid. Like,
the other thing is,
we'll
so
see,
when
we'll see LeBron in Caravana, and that's good. We'll see him around the city. That's
fine.
It.
Yeah. When the Philadelphia organization, whoever put up those billboards, they put them up on the way to Akron, like outside of Cleveland.
Right.
Oh, that's
where
smart.
LeBron
I didn't know that.
Them.
That's
oh,
hilarious.
Why
I didn't
are you
know that.
Putting up billboards in Toronto geared towards, like, is Drake going to phone him and say, dude, I saw this billboard? Like,
amazing.
Why are they here? Yeah. If they're supposed to be, if LeBron is the intended target audience.
Huh.
That's weird.
The Cleveland game next Wednesday, is that here? Or no, it's
no,
tomorrow.
It's
tomorrow. This Wednesday.
Tomorrow, it's in Cleveland.
Is in Cleveland, okay. But then they're here in like a week or two, right?
I think so, yeah.
Right. And the other thing is, they're not the, I mean, the guy did not hire a graphic designer,
nope.
You know? It just feels like he was like up late one night.
Just a millionaire got paint. He's like, let's fucking do this.
His shithead son.
Maybe
like,
lost
I
a
want,
bet.
Dad, I want LeBron here. And he's like, all right, I'll get you
what
some
do you
billboards.
Want me to do?
Do my best. This is the first time we're, which is pretty amazing, we're not scared of LeBron James.
No.
Listen to what we're saying.
I'm still kind of scared of him.
I watched the
I'm the
game against the Bucks last night, and I was a little bit. You sort of forget. You're like, oh right, he could just completely take over a game.
He can win a game by himself. Dude.
No, he
yeah,
for
absolutely.
Sure terrifies me.
Yeah. So.
And now Kevin Love's back.
Did you? I don't know. There was a hilarious GIF going around, but I can't remember what quarter it was. But Kevin Love got fouled and he fell. Did you see that? And he just wiggled on the ground.
It's like he was doing the backstroke lying on the court.
They started a fast break. Instead of getting up, Kevin Love just wiggled on the ground. One of the funniest things I've ever seen. It's a Beach Boys love, baby.
Someone did recently ask if NBA players, in fact, can't get up if no one helps them up.
That's hilarious.
So this could be evidence that Kevin Love, in fact, can't get up on his
someone
own.
Someone come get me.
They're like turtles?
Exactly.
Yeah, right. There was one a game or two ago I was watching where Valanciunas went down. And he just laid there for like, it felt like 15 seconds because no one was there to help him
out. DeMar was complaining till the rest. That's why. That's when our guys don't get picked up. I swear to God. Is DeMar's pissed at a call and he's yelling and then he looks over. Oh, yeah. Buddy's on the ground. I should do this.
Take two, thing four.
We will take it to Twitter. Only had one poll since the last.
Barry has only been high once on Twitter.
Yeah.
Thrown up a poll.
But this poll, I got to say. You even didn't shit completely on this one.
Oh, this is DeLon one?
Yeah.
No, I'm 100% on board with this now.
So the question, DeLon's defense is great. Gary Payton, of course, great point guard defender, was known as a glove. DeLon Wright, the mitten. Okay?
The mitten, man.
Little Canadian content.
I've never gone for angry to I love this so
thank
fast
you.
In my life. Because when you first put up the poll, I almost changed the password on the account.
That's fair. Some stuff I do tweet and I just start dying laughing because I know you're going to be pissed.
Just so angry.
Yeah. So genius nickname, 35%. No, 65%.
What? For the mitten?
Yeah, no one likes the mitten.
I'm on board with the mitten, man.
We might need a recount on that poll.
I think the poll's got to come back out.
The mitten.
Because the mitten.
It's better than the Szechuan DeLon and Teflon DeLon.
Yeah.
It's just a mitten. You're like, hell yeah, the mitten, baby.
And then also, when he heats up, the oven mitten.
Whoa!
Right?
There it
is. Come on. Anyway.
I'm with it.
That's almost as clever as my friend who dubbed Alfred Payton the long weekend.
That's awesome.
That's very good.
That's great.
That's very good. Are you a fan of the mitten?
I am a fan of the mitten.
Boom.
The mitten sticks, buddy.
Guys. We're going to throw, they play Orlando tonight. I'm throwing that poll back out there.
Absolutely.
Let's see how it goes. We've also had some questions sent to us. Let's go through them.
Goddamn mitten. Oh,
mitten.
That's amazing. It's hilarious.
You got bitten by the mitten.
You got bitten by the, doesn't even make any sense, but we love it.
Sounds great.
Big mitt in
Big
the
mitt.
House.
Smack you with that mitten.
The mitten's getting loose.
Nick Davidson at NT Davidson 1. Should we throw the games against Cleveland to try them? To bring them back up to the 3 seed, you don't want LeBron in round 1 or 2. It's a fresh of breath air that we can even have this conversation.
Fantastic.
What's up, Nick? Oh, his name's Nick, too.
There it is.
What do you think about Nick's idea? Throwing the games.
I don't think we need to throw the games against Cleveland, but I have found myself in the last couple of weeks cheering for Cleveland wins, which is a very odd place to be where I'll just watch a random game that they're playing because I want to see how their new mishmash team is playing. And I'm rooting for them because I am terrified of them falling to the four spot.
Yes.
And I think as of recording today, they're in the three spot, and the 3-6 would be Cavs 76ers, which would be an amazing first round.
Holy shit, that would be so fun. Good.
They would then have to go through the 76ers and then the Celtics and then potentially us.
Wow.
And I would love for those two teams to wail on Cleveland for a few games before
beat them up
they
a
got
bit.
To
yeah.
us.
Also, who knows what Kyrie would do in that series.
Yeah.
Who knows if the Celtics are going to be healthy enough to do anything, man? They're falling apart as well.
I'm really, really keen on a Kyrie revenge series against the Cavs.
Fuck yeah. Your thoughts?
I don't purposely lose games to anybody.
No.
Ever. That's bad basketball karma, and you don't want that shit to come back at you.
What about resting, guys? You're cool with that, though?
That's a different story,
okay.
Barry.
All right.
I was against the goddamn Dallas Mavericks. We weren't trying to throw the game.
Why don't we rest guys against Cleveland? No.
Because we want to win the games, Barry.
Oh, we do?
Yes. That's, I just said that.
Interesting.
What, do you think we wanted to lose against Dallas?
Josh, at Sergio Dip.
God damn it.
Love that handle. How far would the Raps need to go this year for you guys to feel satisfied? It's been a hell of a fun season, but I'm starting to feel like anything but the finals or a Game 7 loss to LeBron will be heartbreaking. I agree with Josh. I think if they don't either lose in 7 to Cleveland or...
What
losing
if we
the
lose
finals.
In 7 to Boston in the
no.
Eastern Conference Finals?
No, I'm not okay with that. Just, in the Eastern Conference Finals?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. That would be, I guess, okay. But I would not be satisfied.
Like, if we lost a close Eastern Conference Finals series...
Yeah.
That's...
I guess I'd be okay with that. Would you?
I'll be thrilled to get to the Eastern Conference again this year. I'm kind of amazed at the switch from we're happy to be here to if we don't make the finals this season is a failure. Like, how did we get here? Because in the last couple of weeks, a lot of people have been pulling out all of the preseason predictions that were made.
Oh, the best.
The Raptors over-under was 39.5 games, I think, and we were predicted to finish sixth.
Charlotte was supposed to finish ahead of us.
Yeah.
ESPN.
And, there was another one that did...
So was Detroit.
percentage chance to win the Eastern Conference, and it was like Cleveland 54, Boston 26. Then the next three were the Wizards, the Bucks, and the Hornets, I think. And we weren't even there. Like, we weren't even one of the options.
Not surprised? Not surprised
so,
there?
So that's where we started this year, was those were, I mean, not... amongst the fan base here, but the general perception was that DeMar was what, like the 65th best player in the league or whatever it was. So I'm thrilled to be where we're at, but I can't say that not making the finals is somehow a disappointing season.
Losing
to the Cavs will be disappointing.
If they get destroyed by the Cavs in the Eastern Conference Finals like they did last year, if they get destroyed by the Cavs in general, wherever the fuck it is.
If we get destroyed, it's...
That won't be cool.
No, that's our whole job is to beat those guys. That's why that's our obstacle. Beat those fucking guys. We got destroyed by them. Fix the problem. We lose again the same way. Yes, disappointment.
Yeah. And as Nick Davidson said, fresher breath air that we're even talking about this.
I know. True. Feels good, man.
Yeah.
Pass the Rock NBA PTR podcast. Oh, it's another podcast. Should we even acknowledge these fucks?
Shut it down.
Well, here's their question. Has OG hit the rookie wall? Why can't he get fourth quarter minutes? Why don't you figure out? You got a fucking podcast? No.
Do some analysis, but no. Taking content from us? Fuck that. We're keeping our secrets.
No, I don't know. I'd say, as he hit the rookie wall, I don't know, let's rest him. Why didn't he get to rest?
He was hurt for a while. Barry, I don't know if you remember that. He also does need rest. This is the most basketball OG has played in his life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, do you guys have an answer for?
I don't know, man. Because he hit the rookie wall.
Yes, he'll probably be fine for the couple of weeks he's had off for the injury.
He also you know. Just came back from this is
also
ACL injury. Man, relax with OG.
And also, oh wait, welcome to the league. By the way, your job night after tonight your job is guard LeBron. Tomorrow night your job is guard
Paul George. Good luck.
You
yeah.
know, then Paul George. That you know. So he has certainly had. Whereas any other rookie, it's come in and like, oh, maybe score 15 points and like, you know, run around.
OG
has come in with like legit adult responsibilities yeah. from the get here and has performed remarkably well.
Very small margin of error for OG, and he's done a great job all year.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Those are the only questions we've got. As we discussed before, this happened to us a couple of times. People just, when we're like, hey, you got a question for the podcast? And then they just like it.
I know. And we get excited. We're like, oh, shit, we get a question. Nope. Just
to like.
Just like that we asked a question.
Okay. Fair enough. So thanks to all who hit us up on that shit.
You're listening to Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. Think fast, think five.
Speaking of Twitter, so this is what happened. Someone by the name... Markson484 followed us on Twitter and he just immediately put out a thing saying that he liked Matt Devlin, and then he had no other tweets at all. He just had a couple, so we're like, oh, this is a Matt Devlin burner account. We thought. It doesn't look like that after a week of having this guy follow us. He does look like a little bit of a psycho based on his tweets, but he's also had some that have legit made us both laugh out loud. So shout out to you,
and
Markson.
And they're not all Matt Devlin themed.
No, there's quite a few.
There's quite a bit of Matt Devlin.
The one that made us laugh out loud is that he we tweeted about the show that we're going to talk about in a bit, and he said, what if Matt Devlin showed up and just started shouting cities? That's very funny.
That's goddamn amazing.
So it is not a Matt Devlin burner account, we don't think. But here's the thing. I am just a really big fan and fascinated by burner accounts right now. I don't know why. I think it's a hilarious thing. The Kevin Durant thing was one of, I think, the best things to happen.
Oh, yeah. It was fantastic.
To Twitter, for sure, and the NBA in recent memory. So here, I'm going to run some guys by you, and I'm curious to know if you think they might have burner accounts. First of all, do you guys think people other than Kevin Durant, players other than Kevin Durant, have burner accounts?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So here, let's...
I don't think that all players necessarily deploy them in the way that Durant... seem to have. I don't think that everybody has a burner account just to go after random fans who might have said something critical. Because the thing is, if it's a burner account, like, your random burner account does not carry the weight of it being Kevin Durant who's saying this to you.
Right.
You're just another... It turned out it was Kevin Durant. But to you, it's just another random idiot on the internet talking shit to you.
Yeah.
So... It's. I'm curious because why would you just want to be another random idiot? Yeah. Like,
ooh, that felt
sure,
good. I told him.
You know, ooh, I you know, torched that guy about his OKC opinion. But so,
your name is Roger on there, Kevin. We don't know who this is.
I always wonder that too because there's a lot, even especially in Canadian sports media that we follow, and they'll reply to these people that have like. I don't know, 6 followers, and do you know what I mean? Like, not even an image in their fucking thing.
I mean, to be fair, this is an entire number on our podcast from a guy that has an egg.
Yeah, absolutely. But we're idiots. We're not real.
But we're also responding with our names and ourselves, not through a burner account.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah. But yeah, it's always just, I'm like, why do you take these people seriously? You know, like, who gives a shit? It's just some guy.
They're very sensitive people, man.
Right. And in terms of us, we're idiots. We're, what else are we doing?
Yeah, we know you can call us idiots. We're like, we've been saying this for 5 years.
We got time.
Yeah.
We got nothing but time. Okay.
We're talking about basketball on a Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
We have jobs.
It's the first day of spring. Should be out there enjoying, frolicking. Okay. First guy, do you think DeMar DeRozan has a burner account?
No.
No.
I don't think so either.
DeMar ain't got time for that shit.
No. LeBron James.
I'm going to say probably no.
Hmm, really?
but he probably has a couple of inner circle buddies who have Twitter accounts that he, if he's like, I want to put this out in the universe,
right,
tweet this from your account.
Right.
Because I think the value of the burner account is as a kind of a public, private, secret gossip. Like, if you, let's say you're a prominent player on a team and you have a consistent beef with the refs. So you just create an account where, you know, whether or you're a fan of NBA gossip.
Right.
And you just like to put out there, like, so-and-so's wife seen out with another player, you know, where you and you let the 200 or so friends in the league that also kind of share this sense of humor and want to, like, kind of have a laugh.
Yeah.
Because they know where it's coming from.
Right.
And they know who's involved.
Wow.
So it's just a, like, just follow this. This is my, like,
inside joke,
you know,
kind of
inside
thing,
joke, gossip kind of thing. I think that would be super fun to have.
That's,
like,
amazing.
If I had, for example, I don't, but if I had an anonymous account that just gossiped about the Canadian music industry.
Why don't
that was,
you?
Yeah,
that
that's
was
hilarious.
Just like, you know, can you believe, you know, so-and-so's like super unhappy with their record deal, or
right, right,
so-and-so's like gonna kill their bandmate, yeah, if this continues
yeah,
happening.
Yeah.
And I might have a couple hundred industry friends who'd be like, I'm super into
yeah,
following that account. I would not use it to randomly attack critics of Exclaim, to just be like, how dare you say that about
oh,
our
right,
review
right,
of, you know, like,
you bitch ass motherfucker.
What would be the point of that?
Right.
So I think there are probably secret gossip / ref bitching / whatever they want to do accounts that they just sort of slide to their friends like, hey, follow this one.
Holy shit. There's a secret society of burner accounts.
But I don't think that it's, I think the Durant example of people just being like, him just randomly talking trash to people, I think that's the weird exception.
Okay.
That's a weird, like, young internet troll kid thing to do.
Huh. I really,
I bet, like, you a lot of the younger kids got burner accounts and shit.
Okay. I'm a big fan of the secret society of burner accounts, though.
Yeah.
I would do anything to get in on that.
Buddy, how good would their WhatsApp group be? The banana boat?
Yeah.
Imagine the shit they're talking in there.
The fucking banana boat cruise. Okay. Other burner account potential candidates. Patrick Patterson.
Yeah.
Yes, but it's only movie reviews.
Yeah.
It's nothing salacious
yeah,
at all.
Yeah.
He's just got like 17 followers that are just super into, like,
he's trying to be an actual
Wrinkle in Time.
Actual movie critic, but he can't use his name because people won't respect him.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Ooh.
Good question. Is Shaq tech savvy enough to have multiple Twitter accounts? I assume he has a Twitter account. Does Shaq even tweet his own tweets?
Let's see the last time Shaq tweeted.
I don't know.
Yeah, he might have a team.
Oh, he's got people to tweet for him. His fingers are too big to use a phone, man.
That's very, very
Shaq
true.
Use an iPhone to tweet?
He just yells, somebody tweet this.
Siri.
It happened.
Siri, tweet this.
The last time Shaq tweeted was a day ago. To the Shaq Funhouse. It's a show. It's happening this Friday.
It's a comedy show?
Introducing Shaquille O'Neal's inaugural Funhouse, a larger-than-life, one-of-a-kind event. It's happening in Miami.
That's an assistant tweet.
305, get out there. 3 days ago, he tweeted, hey, Barkley and Kenny the Jet, first the Virginia loss killed my bracket, then I just saw a turtle rat. Yeah, Shaq's tweeting.
Yeah, so that's a Shaq tweet. The other one is a assistant tweet.
Right. So do you think he has a burner account?
No.
I don't think Shaq cares enough to...
Shaq's cemented, man. Say what you want about Shaq. He don't give
yeah,
a shit.
He's bulletproof.
Terrence Ross.
One, for sure.
100%.
More than one?
Oh,
definitely.
Multiple on different platforms. Burner Instagram accounts, burner everything, buddy. He's got a whole another life, Terrence
He's got
Ross.
Burner Snapchat accounts, just misunderstanding the concept.
Three PS4 accounts where he talks shit playing Fortnite people. Terrence Ross is a psycho.
Leo Routens.
Ooh, that's
no.
I don't think he has one. I think he'll just attack you. Shout out to Air Canada.
He only
just
uses
go off
his phone as a mirror.
On Air Canada?
Damari Carroll.
Yes.
Oh, man. He might have one just for fashion.
And one just for trash talking the Raptors.
Yeah.
You know what I like is if the Nets tweet some kind of highlight he had, even if it's just like a rebound or some shit, he retweets it. People that retweet compliments are fucked, I think.
Man, speaking of that, LeBron keeps doing that shit and they keep losing. Like when he posterized Buddy on Portland and then he put that up, I'm like, but you lost the fucking game. That's such a weird thing for LeBron of all people to do.
LeBron, you know what? Here's my theory.
Oh, you've said this to me.
Yeah. I think LeBron's fucking scared that he is not in a good situation right now and he's going to get lit up in the playoffs.
Didn't Tyronn Lue just leave the team?
Yeah. He's got health problems. But I don't know. There's no reason for LeBron.
Tyronn Lue is turning into a frog. That's what I get to leave. It's going full on turning right into a frog now. I can't stop it anymore. It's been happening for years.
Tyronn Lue, warts, will not be reporting to the bench.
TNP warts.
But LeBron's acting insecure on social media, which is, if LeBron James can be insecure, we're all fucked. But I don't know. I think he's scared. But I don't think he's in a good place right now. That's my theory.
His team's not in a good place.
I guess the final one we'll do is the global ambassador. Do you think Drake has his burner account?
Ooh. I think he's got people for that, for sure. I don't know if he personally would have one. But he's got some people talking some shit for him. Absolutely. Drake is still mad at Kendrick Lamar for saying his name on the control verse like 4 years ago. He's very sensitive about that shit.
Okay.
They weren't friends after Kendrick Lamar said his name in a verse.
Really?
Yeah, Drake really got upset about that. Like a little kid. It was hilarious.
I'm going to say he's got a burner account, but he doesn't need a burner account. Do you know? Like, he's at the level where he shouldn't even be worried about that, but for some reason, I think he just does. Only because I think he just wants it for, like, knowledge purposes, you know?
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Yeah, like he has an account to follow people that he doesn't want to be seen following.
Exactly.
His main
Boom.
Account.
Yes.
I agree with that. 100% I agree with that.
If I would like to propose, if you do have some industrious readers or listeners who...
We don't, but continue.
I'm amazed, after the Durant thing came out, I'm amazed that there hasn't been a deep dive on NBA players, who they follow, and figuring out if there's, like, if looking for random accounts that don't seem tied to the NBA that don't have a lot of followers, and see if any other players also follow that account.
That's huge. Wow.
Just the because it seems like, I mean, it's like it's labor intensive, unless you could probably code to write.
Yeah,
a smarter person could code something to suss that out, but I figure that's how you suss out where the burner accounts are, right? You find out, like, if NBA players in common follow a weird random account that isn't Rihanna.
All right. Yeah, I'll do that. I got time.
Yeah, we can at least do it for the Raptors. We could definitely do that. Now I'm super super into that shit.
I got my weekend planned. I don't know what you guys are doing.
This guy's not a barber. This is a burner account.
Yeah, well, yeah. Like, anybody that they follow that's an egg, for example.
Yeah.
It's like, really?
Yeah. What? Interesting.
Or...
Because most of them aren't... They're not following thousands of people.
Or think. A nice lady in a city that they frequent quite often.
Yeah.
You better take your goddamn picture down. I got a wife. Like, what?
Because I remember a few years ago, whether it was BuzzFeed or a similar type outlet, did a piece on which NBA players follow the most porn stars on Twitter.
Oh, nice.
And Amir Johnson was pretty high.
Oh, yeah. Lou Williams has got to be right up there, too.
Also, speaking of Lou Williams, James, did you know that the advertisement on the Clippers jersey is for Bumble?
I did.
How fucking hilarious is that?
Lou.
Pretty hilarious.
Next year, we want Tinder or Grindr. On the Raptors jersey.
I appreciate it because isn't Bumble the more progressive?
It is. I had a lady friend, I went on Bumble, and it's like Tinder, but the woman has to contact you first.
Right. You can't
match with someone, but you're fucked.
Love that you said lady friend. That shit is hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, she's my lady. She's my bitch.
My lady friend.
My lady friend. No, I wouldn't call her my bitch. She'd kill me.
Yeah, no, God, no.
You're editing that out of the podcast.
She's from Scarborough. Yeah, absolutely. That is getting deleted.
Yeah, Uman. You're Scarborough.
Yeah, no, it's so funny to me. I'm like, they've got a like the league just clearly is like, we want your fucking money.
As much money as
we will
give
take
us.
It from dating apps. We don't give a shit who's got it. Just give it to us. Which, hey, do what you got to do.
I would like to know how many NBA players are on dating apps like that.
There was one woman I went on a date with on that app. Who was it? There was a pretty big musician she was telling me she matched with. And she said it was real. Oh, who the fuck was it?
Chaos.
No, bigger. Like,
damn, Chaos. My bad, homie.
Who? Oh, I'm sure Chaos is there.
Bigger. I was like, yeah, Chaos for sure is on Bumble.
Who was that big DJ? Danger Mouse. No, not Danger Mouse.
Dead Mouse.
Was apparently on Bumble.
And the photo was just the big mouse.
Yeah.
Because nobody, you know, he hasn't. I mean, there are photos of him, but he doesn't generally show his face.
Right, yeah. So she said...
Doesn't he drive like a crazy bright blue Lamborghini with a mouse painted on it?
Probably.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've seen that around town.
Apparently, yeah, he was on there, and she went back and forth with him, and she was like, why are you on here? And he's like, why the fuck not? Or something like that, so I don't know.
You got a day too, man.
Sure.
It's hard to meet people out here.
Now, a lot of people talking about Thing 6.
Big announcement came on the last podcast.
Huge.
The Exclaim Comedy Records Showcase presents the Talking Raptors Edition, April the 5th at Winona Lodge. James Keese, you're gonna be making your stand-up comedy debut. You're going to host this bad boy.
I'm going to host. I don't know if the talking I'm going to do in between saying your names is going to count as stand-up comedy.
You'll be standing.
But I will be standing and speaking into a microphone, and I will be saying words that later my friends will tell me weren't that funny. and I'm looking forward to it, I guess.
That's fair. Fair enough.
It is one of those things that... Exclaim has been covering comedy seriously for... a while now, but you know, really, invested in about the last 4 years in covering it really seriously.
And like, shout out to Exclaim and you guys, because there are so few legit publications that cover comedy in this country, and you guys by far do more than the majority of them. So,
absolutely,
yeah, thank you guys for that.
And then we started this comedy night,
with
in partnership with Comedy Records,
more
than a year ago now.
Yeah.
And so it was one of those things that I recognize that it's not easy, but I also would like to it's just one of those things that I wanted to try.
Yeah.
And see and this is the safest possible environment that we could create.
Absolutely.
For a first time small room.
Yeah.
Friendly faces, great lineup with you guys.
Lots of beer.
And as I've mentioned, like at the very worst, I can with my dying breath gasp out your name and get the hell off, and then professional comedians will come and
bomb.
Carry the show. So
and do worse than you somehow.
What's the worst case, you know, really, I am pretty sure there is no risk to life or limb.
No, God, no. You're going to do great, James.
I mean, I might. Can you die of embarrassment? Is that a thing? But
no, you might get red, but I don't even think that.
Would have been dead years ago if that were the case.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a great night. James is hosting. We're performing.
I'm most excited to see you guys.
Well, that's nice of you to say. That's not true, though. And Monty Scott, voice of Talking Raptors, is going to be performing as well.
Should we get Monty to sing the Talking Raptors theme song?
I don't want to give away any secrets, but I am introducing all of you as Thing 1, Thing 2.
That's amazing.
Beautiful. It's happening April 5th at Winona Lodge. We've got a ticket link now.
There we go.
It's in the post on Raptors Republic. Tickets are $10, but with that, you get a free steam whistle.
Delicious,
beer.
Cold.
And then steam whistles, pints of steam whistle. Not bottles, only $5 all night.
Come so it's happening. Get hammered.
April 5th, Winona Lodge, which is basically Bloor and Dufferin, I want to say.
Yeah.
Bloor and Dufferin.
Just east of Dufferin.
It's the Talking Raptors edition. of the Exclaim and Comedy Records Showcase.
Get those tickets fast, man, because that place is small.
This like, is a this will be a one-time opportunity to see me holding a microphone.
Yeah.
James is making his debut. Talking Raptors is in the building. Cheap beer. What else do you need on a Thursday night, right? Come on.
Come on out, damn it.
Ticket link is in the...
are you going to talk about the Raptors?
There's going to be basketball talk almost certainly post-show.
Oh, I'm
probably during.
I might talk about it during. I got some...
You got some bits?
I got some things I want to talk about to the people.
Sixes. Six from a six.
Do we have a shout-out this week?
It's time for the shout-outs.
You know what? I'm sure we've bigged her up before, but easily one of my favorite follows on our feed. She goes by Boo You Whore. I don't know
what her real name is.
She is extremely funny. I think she just turned 25 last week because she put out a tweet that said 25, y'all. Trying to find her official...
So happy belated birthday to her.
Happy belated.
If that's what the hell you were talking about.
If anything, I don't even know if she listens to the podcast, to be honest, but just follow her. She's very funny. She knows a ton about basketball. Just good shit.
Shout out to her.
Shout out to her.
Shout it!
James, thanks for coming by, man.
Thanks for having me.
Of course, thanks, as always.
Follow James at Exclaim Editor.
Exclaim Editor?
Exclaim Editor, yeah.
Not much music stuff on your Twitter feed. It's mostly...
No, we have proper accounts.
He's got a burner account for that.
I have a burner account at exclaim.ca.
Anything, what's coming up with Exclaim? Where are we right now?
So the April issue just dropped. So it's on newsstands, not newsstands. It is available for free across the country at cafes and record stores and live music venues.
Yes.
Wherever you go for your music stuff, you will probably find Exclaim there. Jack White on the cover of this issue.
Very
an
cool.
An artist that Barry has heard of, unlike the last issue.
Who was it?
Rye was on the cover of
Do you know
last.
Rye?
No, I don't know.
Okay, I'm not the only idiot.
See, that you, I'm surprised, because he makes sexy music for grown-ups that seems like it's a...
Maybe if I might know the music. I don't think I know.
R-H-Y-E made a really acclaimed record called Woman a couple years ago that... it's like a soul, alt-soul kind of...
That is shit I should know. Maybe I do know.
Should,
I don't know.
You should for sure know.
Get on it, buddy.
I think you probably do. But anyway, Jack White on the current cover. And
he's the GOAT.
And coming up, the Summer Screens Preview. So movies, TV, video games, what's happening this summer. That's what's what we're working on now.
Very cool. All right. Thanks again, man. And as always, like I said earlier, thanks so much for... you guys in Exclaim specifically covering comedy because it's very much appreciated.
Thanks.
April 5th, ticket link is on Raptors Republic right now.
As you're listening to this, look in the post.
Check it out. Essentially, it's only $5 because you get a beer.
Unless I forgot to put it in, but it should be there.
Fingers crossed. I remembered to send it to Nick. He remembered to put it in the post. If not, we'll get it up there one day.
We'll see you next week.
We'll get it up there one day.
Yeah.
That's it. Hit us up on Twitter at Talking Raptors. Let's go Raptors.
Let's go. Shout out to the Mitten, goddammit.
Make it happen.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.